Hi, my name is Harley. Today I'm going to be telling you about bullying and why people do it and how to stop it. People bully people because of family issues, stress, drama, and among the reasons why people become bullies. People always start bullying people because they think it's cool or they would become cool. People think it's funny or they just don't care about you or your feelings. Most people bully people because they're having family problems and they're being bullied themselves. Because some people take it very bad and start feeling bad about themselves, or sometimes feel like no one likes or cares about them. Or maybe sometimes it goes too far and people start to maybe like kill themselves or just like not like feel bad about themselves and stuff. Most people are acting that way because to others because they was bullied themselves or they are just looking for attention. When someone picks on someone else, it makes them feel more powerful or like they're stronger or that someone's afraid of them. They think that it is usually fun to bully people, or people do it just because they think other people do it, or they just want to be, you know, cool, like, but they're really not. They might sometimes, like, push you or call you names or just make you feel really bad about yourself and, like, make you feel like no one likes you or something like that. Well, that's all I have for you today, so thank you for listening. Bye.
Hi, my name is Evan Coons.
Have you ever been bullied before?
Yes, by a couple of people, and it really hurt my feelings.
What did you do about it?
I went to the Prince, Mr. Robinson, and I talked to him about it, and he fixed the problem, people who were doing it were still kind of doing it, so I told the teacher, and then I talked to Miss Buckner about it.
So did y'all ever become friends after that?
We did, but it took us a while to, because, like, it wasn't really we weren't hanging out a lot together, but after we had made up, we were hanging around with each other, and we usually have sleepovers and go to the movies with each other now and everything like that. So
do those people bully anybody else?
Yes, they actually bullied a couple of my friends because I got mad at them, and they got mad at my friends because I was hanging out with them, and one of the people who were bullying me were telling her friends not to hang out with me, even though that I didn't do anything to them. So,
what have they done by, like, bullying?
They've pushed me into a locker. They've made fun of my hair and made fun of my clothes and, like, shoved me, like, as I'm walking past them, or I might just do it back to them since they, like, I just walk past them and I accidentally bump their shoulder and I said sorry and they don't care about it, so.
Have it ever got to you, like, emotionally?
Yeah, I started crying one day because whenever they pushed me into the locker, it hurt my side and, it just really made me feel bad because they were one of my best friends out of all of my friends that I have. They were my number one, so. And they always had my back.
Do you, like, trust them with anything?
Yeah, like, some things I tell them, but most of the things I keep to one of my best friends, which is Harley.
Just.
All right, I'm Drew Robinson, assistant principal at West Middle School.
So I'm going to be asking you some questions about bullying. So what kind of bullying have you seen in our schools?
So not just, you know, in our school specifically, but in middle schools in general. A lot of the stuff that we see is it starts out as, you know, typically people are friends, and then they have some sort of falling out, and sometimes people say things to other people that aren't very nice, and then that kind of builds into something where they have an issue. So typically with bullying, we think of something that is prolonged over time, and most of the time we can address it early. If we know about it, we can address it early, and it typically gets stopped before it gets to that point. So our goal is that we try to take care of the situations early so that we don't get to a point where it's a repeated situation.
How many times do people report bullying?
That's really kind of a tough question to answer, because a lot of times when people come and, you know, bullying is something that is, it's a tough thing right now. So sometimes people will report things as bullying when they might not necessarily be. So it's tough to put a number on specifically how many cases are bullying. You know, it's reported not super often. A lot of times it's disputes between friends that are not necessarily prolonged like bullying, but they're things where people have had an issue with somebody else. So the prolonged bullying, it's not typically not very frequent, but a lot of times what we deal with sometimes when it's kind of later on in the process, you know, if it's been going on for a while and we don't know about it, so we can't step in to help it, then it's something that, you know, we do see some cases of that where people will report things to us after it's been going on for a while, and then we have to address it that way. So it's hard to put a number on exactly, you know, how many times or how many occurrences.
Do you think bullying is a big problem?
I definitely think it's a big problem. I think its effects on people can be really tough in how they deal with things. It's a traumatic event, like anything else that would be a trauma. You know, like if you're in a car wreck and you hurt your leg, you know, you break your leg. A lot of times, you know, you have a recovery, you go to the doctor and you get help from that. And with bullying, it's an injury, it's a trauma, but it's not something you can physically see. So a lot of times it's really tough to treat and get down to really get and help a person once they've been exposed to that, because it is traumatic for them.
How do you think we could stop bullying in the future?
I think the main way is to really talk about and have programs where we work on positive interaction, where people we can work with groups of students on how to positively interact with each other so that we can get ahead of it before it starts. I think that's the, you know, preventing it is the best way to help deal with it. So programs where we can do that. Once people have issues with each other, one of the things we try to do in some cases, if it's really early on, is we can get people together and have some kind of peer mediation type thing where students are working things out with each other, and we can try to figure that stuff out. When it's to the point where it's really tough, we've gone as far here as getting law enforcement involved. And we don't love to do that because, you know, that means that there are some legal consequences for a person. But in some cases, that's needed, especially if it's a prolonged situation where then it's not... it's something that law enforcement gets involved in, and then it's something that's, you know, taken through law enforcement and through the court system. So I think the best way to prevent it, the best way to stop it is to prevent it in the first place. And then if not, we have certain measures where, you know, we can keep people separated. We can work to try and do some peer mediation, and then we can try to get some healing and some counseling for the people on both sides to really kind of build their skills and being able to interact positively with each other.
Well, that's all the questions I got for you, so okay. Thanks.
Sounds good. All right, thanks for interviewing me.